Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
Settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Andres. Right here on ESPN 97.5, we are live at Prime Social, where we just found out yesterday, oh, it's not 5,000 guarantee.
It's a 10.
Thanks for telling us, Steve.
A $10,000 guarantee.
Moochie bar. Well done, Steve.
10,000 last week, and we had about 137 players.
139.
Not to mention add-ons and rebuys.
Oh, my God.
It got
7,000 for first, dude.
Yeah, I saw one guy. That's why one guy, the guy who's the professional gamer who plays head to head, one on one.
Yeah.
He listened to our show. I don't know his name. He came
Tom.
And said, oh, I've been listening to you guys for years.
I like to call
he
him
knows,
Tom.
No, he knows Thomas.
Oh, he knows Thomas?
Yeah, I'll find out who he is. But so he made the final table, and he's like, and so we go, we got to 20, you know, 10 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And the payout was at 18. We said, bubble, we're paying the bubbles. Paying the bubbles just means, hey, if you made it here, you get $200.
Yeah.
We'll just take $100 off the top.
He said no.
He goes, nope, don't even ask again about chopping.
What?
Don't even ask at all?
He wants that seven
he
large.
He goes, I'm not chopping anything. Yeah, that's what it was.
No.
He said, I'm
not
chopping.
There are some guys that won't chop. For those of you who don't know what chopping is, it's you just say, screw it, there's five of us left, let's just split up the pot. But the guy with the most chips gets the most.
Yeah, there's a
ICM.
They have a there's a program that figures out all it does is take it. Right. It just basically takes the chip total with the.
It usually screws the guy with the most chips, but and it helps the guy with the least chips.
It does.
It does.
But in fairness, the blinds get so high that the guy with the most chips can go away quick.
Sometimes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, we're going to have another tournament today. I don't know if there'll be 139 because they did give away cake and champagne last week. Because that's why everybody came.
Is that why it was?
No.
One guy looked up the champagne. He went and took a picture of the bottles, looking it up at the price. He goes, "This is fairly cheap champagne."
Well, no crap.
And somebody at the table goes, "You're complaining about your free cheap champagne when we're playing for $7,000 for first?" And the guy goes, "Yeah, I guess that's right. And I get cake too."
What? What did you think for 400 people? It was loaded last week, and hopefully it'll be again. I'm going to tell you, they got tables going right now. If you're in the neighborhood and you're still up or you're just getting up and you say, you know what, I feel like a game, come on. I'm telling you, maybe you go to work. You can go to work a little bit late, go in at 10 or whatever. You can spend a couple hours here. Yeah. I do that on Sunday before church. I come in here about 5 in the morning, and then I go to 7 o'clock Mass.
Wow. That sounds God loves that. That sounds like that's not what he intended.
That is what God
intended. That's not what he, capital H, intended, John.
Not when, you know what? It is what he intended when I win.
Oh, I got you.
But when I lose, I'm like, God, why have you forsaken me?
Can we get to the big story, which is that the Houston Astros have a starting pitcher?
See, I was hoping for Corey Kluber, and yeah. I'm a little disappointed in this.
Yeah. Wade Miley, 32-year-old. You were probably disappointed
Wade Miley before.
Yeah, I've seen him. But you know what? I wasn't excited about when Charlie Morton came either.
Not last year you didn't see him because he was gone for 4 months on the disabled list. Mm-hmm. I mean,
has had a winning record.
I saw somebody
in exactly 3 seasons.
I saw last year was 5-2.
Yeah,
I mean, he did help him get to the
257
playoffs.
Woo! No, actually, last year was he had 93 walks in 2017 in 157 innings. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Well, that's not one of the worst things
He led Major League Baseball in walks.
One of the worst things you've ever seen. Okay, it goes Holocaust, 9/11, and Wade Miley's walks.
I'd say top 10. I didn't say top 3.
Oh.
93 walks. John, he had 93 walks. He led Major League Baseball with 157 innings pitched. Something got away from him that year. Do you know his highest total before then?
You would think a soft tossing lefty that doesn't get any strikeouts would have control.
Yeah, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Unless I don't want to poo-poo it, you're right. We thought Charlie Morton.
Hey, if you say Maury we trust, you got to say in Lino we trust, right?
You got to trust in Lino. And here's the thing is, they look at spin rate. They look at all of the things that, you know, we don't. Jeff Luno really.
They see something like.
While we're playing poker today, Jeff Luno's going to be looking at players.
Well, I hope he's, you know what? I mean, I got to be honest with you. I feel like right now, maybe this isn't fair. I feel like Wade Miley is you just looked at your hands and you got 7-5 suited and you're like, but the blinds are high. You're like, I'll play it.
But
I mean, I really need a flop here.
Not crazy about
it. I really need a flop here.
Yeah.
I mean, it better come with a couple sevens.
Do you think that Wade Miley is going to be a jack four deuce flop? Or do you think he'll be a 6-4-8 flop?
I'm hoping that he flops like Charlie Morton did, because Charlie Morton flopped pretty good.
Yeah, he did.
And when we say flop, we mean it in a good way.
When the
three cards came out, you're like, ooh, I have a good Charlie Morton hand here.
And it's even better because I got 7-5, and I'm hiding it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one knows it. So, the real key here is going to be, can Wade Miley give you the innings? Can he stay healthy and give you the innings you want? He has been a guy that's gotten in 2014 he got to 200 innings. In 2013 he was 200 innings. So I think the Astros, one of the things they're really good at.
A long time ago now.
Yeah, no, I understand. I got to go back. You want me to?
Well, Charlie Morton was the same way. You know,
you're right. He was 27 years old then. He's 32 now.
But he should be smart.
But since then, no, he had 193 innings in 2015. In 16, he was 166. But I think some of that was he just wasn't very good because he had 30 starts. Now, since then, in 2016, because he pitched for two different teams. I mean, he had 30 starts there. Other than last year, he's been a guy that gives you 30 starts. This is one of your five. This is going to be one of your five. He signed for $4.5 million, I think. So he's going to be one of your five.
So let me put it this
way. I didn't tell you I'm excited about it, but he's going to be one of your five.
Okay, so here we go. It's going to be Verlander, Cole, McHugh, Miley, Peacock. How's that rotation?
I don't think you should. I don't think Whitley should be. Should be cast out yet?
No, I don't think so either. But it's more than likely
they may wait until until after the, you know, when they get to play the game, the little clock game.
22 games or whatever. Right.
They may wait.
They may wait.
They probably,
will. Yeah. And do Peacock until then. And you know what?
I don't want Josh James. I want Josh James to go gunning people in the bullpen.
Here's the deal is, and let's
not
forget,
a lot of arms,
let's not forget that there's always the trade deadline. And if they're right there, if they're in it and they need somebody over the top, what do you think about a possible Verlander extension?
Man, better be reasonable.
It's not going to be reasonable. There's nothing.
No, reasonable meaning two years.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be giving out
probably
3 years.
2 years 40, 2 years 45.
Total?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had to make sure.
Right now he's 28.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
Somebody could sit there and argue.
You know, even if he, which he's going to back off some, he'll still be. Listen, Cole, in 2 years, Cole.
John, Arenado
Cole
just
is
signed,
your number one guy.
Arenado just signed a 1 year, $26 million deal for Colorado, which is, we can get to that in a second, because they avoided arbitration with one of the highest numbers I've ever seen for a for basically an arbitration year, 1 year. That was basically an arbitration year they had, and they just changed the game. So I would say Verlander's probably not taking less than 30.
Well, he's 28 right now.
Okay. 28 million. 28 years old.
No, 28, not 28 years old. He's 28 million right now. And the Tigers are paying the 8, and the Astros are paying the 20.
Yeah.
So I would imagine he's got to understand he's not it. Okay, let's go 250.
He's got to understand what he's not
going to be the same
guy.
He's
not one of the five best pitchers in the league.
He won't be in 2 years.
You know what? I want you to call his agent, hopefully it's Scott Boris, and say, "Scott, you got to understand."
Well, that's
started
what
with
say.
You got to understand.
He's
going to
be 33, 34.
Keep making 34, those arguments.
35.
Keep making those arguments.
34,
and then they'll throw out a Curt Schilling argument on you, or they'll start showing you older pitchers who are really good. Well, and does he show signs of slowing down?
Great. You know what? We'll go get Scherzer. Then.
Do you
okay,
show?
Fine.
Does he show signs of slowing down? Yes or no? Not really. There's really no reason for him as a player and his agent to take a lot less.
No.
Than what his market value would be. If you put him on the market and you said how much, and here's what the Red Sox or Yankees would do, $35 million immediately.
No, not at this
for
age.
2 years?
Not at this. Oh, I'm talking about 45. I'm talking about 50 for 2 years.
No, I'm talking about per year.
35 for 1 year? No, they ain't giving 35
Why
to
not?
Verlander. No, not at this age. Nobody's going to give him 35. No chance.
You think 28's the market for him?
No.
It's going to be higher
I think
net.
28 is what
you
he's
going to
do.
You better put the 3. Put a 3 in front of it if you want Justin Verlander.
Okay.
It's not going backwards.
260.
It's not going backwards.
But he's not going to be as good.
Wait, 260.
That's 30 each.
26. Oh.
2 years, 30.
Oh, 2 years, 60 million. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant maybe a 10-year, $26 million deal.
No.
And I was going to say, I just want to get away from those.
No.
At age
34. 260.
Yeah, I think that's.
You want. No, thank you.
You need a hash brown? Thanks. No, we're good. We just got offered a hash brown. That's pretty nice.
That is nice.
Yeah. I like hash browns.
Dude,
that's random. The guy just comes over. You guys want a hash brown? He's holding
it. Is that, are poker players not the nicest people in the world?
How many hash browns we got
Look
over there?
We got, everybody's got hash browns?
What are we? Is this a bunch of hash browns?
Who brought them? JJ, did you bring those? You bring? Huh? Donuts? Who's got hash browns? Oh, they brought hash browns. Nice. Way to go. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We got hash browns.
Nice.
All right.
Well, no, it wasn't random. They got hash browns that they're giving out. All right, Shipley's Donuts, too.
I'm just eating our hash brown. That's what I'm doing right now.
Andres, why aren't you sniffing around over there? Oh, that's right.
Not yet. Wait till she gets here.
Yeah, Tasha's not here yet. That's why.
So, are you Wade
Miley? Oh, Drew's out there.
Are you Wade Miley? So, that is their answer. It's not what we want as a people.
No, I wanted Corey Kluber, so I'm a little disappointed.
I wasn't really shooting for Kluber.
I was.
I was shooting lower, not
how about,
not
how about
Wade Miley.
How about Verlander, Kluber, Cole? How's that rotation sound to you?
Sounds great, LeBron. You're not getting it.
Sounds better than Lance eating hash browns on the air.
Mm. I don't think that's true, Del.
No, I
you know
think
it shows?
That,
it
I
shows
think it is
show
true.
Is accessible. It shows this show is accessible.
It shows it's, you're
it's
unprofessional.
It's like real life, Del. It's like real life. Do people eat? Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And talk?
Do they talk about Astros?
And you know what people say?
Yes.
When you're at dinner or at lunch, don't eat with your mouth full. Don't talk with your mouth full. Excuse me.
Yeah, I skipped that lesson.
Clearly.
I skipped that lesson.
You've just emphasized how bad it is on air.
We actually have a lot to get to. Some very sad news here in Houston that we will get to on the other side. Very sad news that, really caught, I think, everyone off guard. Also, there was a major, major trade, a blockbuster deal, a seven-player swap in the NBA as one extremely tired person was traded from an organization he hates.
Well, maybe we'll get him on.
And we have an international team in NBA. One NBA team has been completely overtaken by the international circuit, and now there is a team that is being overrun by international players. And Stephen A. Smith needs to get to the bottom of this and ferret out the international players.
All right, but first,
so he can make American basketball great again. He can maybe wear a hat.
But first, let's talk about John Clay Wolf. That's my guy over there. Is he going to come on, Del? John Clay Wolf is ready for you right now to go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. He comes on. He really doesn't want to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com when he comes on his minute, which turns into 5 minutes. Here's the deal, though. If you're looking to sell your car, my guy, John Clay Wolf, is ready for you to pick it up at GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. All you need to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. You'll get the answer for which is the most you will get for your car. If he can't beat CarMax, if he can't beat Texas Direct Auto, then, my friends, you are going to get $100. $100 if he can't beat him. Okay? So what we need you to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com and find out what your car is worth. You're armed with that when you're going to the dealership, and if the dealership, which they always do, they want to screw you, well, you, my friends, are going to benefit from John Clay Wolf. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Tasha's here, Dell, so we can say goodbye to Andres.
He's Andres.
Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
How are you? All right. He's done for the day.
Tasha's got good hair.
She's got great hair.
I like him. Not in a creepy way.
No, it was creepy how you said it.
That wasn't creepy at all.
I understand how the voice,
your inflection.
Yeah, after the inflection,
Lance,
came out, I'm like,
let me try it on for size. See how it sounds. Yeah. Man, Tasha got good hair.
That's not how it was.
Yeah. That's exactly how it was. That's exactly how it was.
This is not for some reason. We're at Prime Social today with $10,000 guarantee. Come play us in the tournament. It's a 12 o'clock start time, but the great thing is you don't have to get here at 12.
No.
If you want to get a late start, 12:30, 1, 1:30.
You know what's funny? I see a lot of strategies. Like Dara, he's a really good player.
He comes late every time.
He
just
comes
does
right
buy
at the break.
In. Yeah.
He comes at the break. Uh-huh. He buys. He gets. You get the buy, and then you get the rebuy. So you get 40,000 in chips, while other people are, you know, sitting with really nice stacks, but other people get busted out and it costs them.
Right.
Because they can rebuy. But he comes and he finishes at a lot of tables, final tables, with just that 40,000 at the break. So you can come anytime between now and usually about 2 o'clock or so, right in there, 2:15, and get into the tournament. So come on. And today's a big one, 10,000 guaranteed. You're not going to find that anywhere in the city today. So big ups to Ron.
This is out at Prime Social. Very sad news yesterday here in the city of Houston. Tiffany Smith, Rick Smith's wife, who had been battling cancer and had gone into remission, the last that I had heard and read, passed away yesterday at the age of 49. Really sad news. It had obviously been very quiet. I had not heard anything in regards to the return of any form of cancer or anything like that. I know it's been, it's been very quiet, other than an article that Sports Illustrated had a few months back. That's the only thing we've really heard about Rick Smith. I know our kids go to the same school, and I texted back and forth during a football game with them. We were watching a couple of, you know, we were just talking about some players on the team. But other than that, I really haven't heard or seen from Rick Smith publicly. And this kind of, this might let you know why. This is sad news as Tiffany passes at the age of 49. Just really surprising. That caught everyone off guard yesterday when I think Adam Schefter is the one who tweeted that out. So that happened yesterday, and information, I don't know if there will be anything open publicly to anyone, but if we find out, we will certainly pass that along to you.
Yeah, it is. It's a very unfortunate, you know, Rick left. We'll see what happens now. He's left with the kids now, and he's got to take care of them. And, you know, the Texans really, really, really love Rick Smith, so... yeah, the McNair family does. So this is a tough time. We'll find out what happens in the future for Rick. See if he gets back in the game. See if he's done. See what he's going to do with his life.
I don't know to what degree, but I think he'll get back in. But you know, this is a big. You know, they've got kids. I mean, this is going to be a big. This is a big personal. This is a hurdle I couldn't even imagine having to.
No.
To climb. No. So you know, we'll see what happens on the personal front first, and getting past. And dealing with the grief in this one.
Yeah. So thoughts and prayers to Rick. He's a nice guy, and it's unfortunate. You hate to ever see anything like this for anybody. So that's tough for that family. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
The big news nationally yesterday, John?
Kristaps Porzingis goes to...
Porzingis!
Goes to the Dallas Mavericks. And... I really like this.
7-player trade.
I really like it. Dennis Smith Jr. Mm-hmm. goes to the Knicks. DeAndre Jordan and Wes Matthews are probably going to be waived. Mm-hmm. So they're expiring contracts that the Knicks wanted because they're going to free up about $74 million.
Waived now, immediately?
Yeah. Which Wes Matthews, hello, come on.
Oh, Wes Matthews?
I'd rather have Wes Matthews than okay. DeAndre.
I'm just telling you now, remember when Daryl Morey has said in the past – The buyout market is the new trade deadline.
Yeah, I know. Can you see? I certainly can.
Fareed, how much would you? I mean, you don't have to pay if you can get DeAndre Jordan over here for minimum. You got Clint Capella who's still waiting.
Capella.
It out.
You got Capella already.
I get it.
I mean, I don't. I know. Capella's coming back, so you know.
Yeah.
Why?
It doesn't. It would be nice to have that kind of rim protector there.
Yeah.
But it does create an issue when Clint Capella comes back because DeAndre wants to play. DeAndre should be playing as a rim protector.
Okay.
Wes Matthews though is, but you're starting to have some duplication two three area.
So, give me a catch and shoot guy. How about here's his 3-point percentages, and he's not good from two.
I don't care.
Oh, you don't care.
I don't care.
Here's his three.
Yeah.
The last 4 years.
Yep.
36%, 36%, 38%, 38%.
Yeah, that's good
Come
enough.
On, let's go.
That's
Come on, Wes.
Enough. Yeah.
Come on.
That's good enough. You know I guarantee he'll be on the radar. Oh. 100%.
If you give me a choice, because you just picked up Fareed. This is not your game. DeAndre Jordan clog in the middle. Get shooters.
Right. You're right.
Get shooters.
They got to have shooters. So he would basically, you know, what it would mean – basically is that you would have if you could do this. I don't even know if he'd look, there's gonna be a lot of people who wanna get a guy who can shoot it a little bit. But if the Rockets, for example, could pull this off, then yeah, you have all of a sudden you have Chris Paul at the two, because in essence he's a two with James handling the ball. You have Eric Gordon as a backup. You'll have to figure out Wes Matthews and Eric Gordon, but you also play Wes at the three. I mean, you'll have two guys. All you're looking at is who are your wing players, basically. And your wing players in that case would be Wes would be one.
Let me ask you: would you rather Crazy Gerald or Wes Matthews standing there waiting with 2 minutes left in the game?
Well, Crazy Gerald does have a Rockets logo braided in his hair, so I gotta rep the Houston guy. But if Gerald's really hot. I want Gerald Green.
Well, but
if he's not, you give Gerald 45 seconds. Wait. You'll find out in 45 seconds where a shot is.
I want to pull up Gerald's line the other day. I swear to God.
Six shots in 4 minutes?
He played 11 minutes, and he put up.
He had nine shots, I think.
He He was crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I love about him. Crazy Gerald.
Do you?
Yeah. No. No, he, in 11 minutes, he put up five shots. So, boom, bing, bing. Okay, bing, bing, boom, bomb. Coming down the court. Here we go. I mean, 11 minutes. I got to get mines.
That's, but you know what? That's actually not crazy. James puts up 30 in 30. He'll put up 30 shots.
He's not James Harden. He's not James Harden.
But think about that. 11 minutes. If he played 33 minutes, that's an average of 15 shots. That's not that crazy. I've seen him do way crazier stuff
than
that.
Let's take a look at his shots per minute. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you got to – I'd like to know his shots per first 2 minutes played.
Well, that's –
because that's – if there's such a stat as how many shots do you get off immediately in a game, like in the first 2 minutes, there's no question Gerald is looking to break Jamal Crawford's old record. Because Jamal Crawford used to be able to shovel up a crap ton of shots. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. It's not crazy. He's 25 minutes. He averaged just last month, he averaged 10 shots in 25 minutes.
Well, that's disappointing. That doesn't fit the narrative.
No, it doesn't. But they're crazy shots sometimes.
No, they'll go sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Like he can knock some shots down. You're like, man, if this is a horse shot.
No, but listen. Forget DeAndre Jordan. What the hell? Carmelo Anthony, what the hell? Why are you looking at guys? Get guys that what they do is they stand on the three-point line. James, dribble. And if he gets an urge, he'll pass it to somebody and you shoot. That's it. That's the game. So let's play it. I thought Wes Matthews a couple of years ago would have been perfect for this team. Wanted Danilo Gallinari last offseason.
Well, you want everything. Listen. You want Kluber. You want
Gallinari would have been no. He was,
that was havable.
No, that was very havable.
Yeah. I want Jokic now. Well, we're just asking for things today. You wanted Kluber.
You don't need Jokic. You need.
Yeah, you could always take a Jokic.
Well, yeah, that'd be fine. But you could just get a guy that can shoot. Good Lord.
Is there any chance Jokic gets traded to the Mavericks? So it can be Jokic and Porzingis and.
No, it's
going to
be Zion. Well, no. It's going. I like this for the Knicks now. $74 million in cap space.
71.
They're going to get Zion.
They can go up. I've heard they can go up to 71.
No, it can get to 74, I've seen.
Oh, is that what it is? Or with taxes?
It'll be 71, I think, easily. It could get to 74.
I had heard 64. Maybe there's something else because I saw 71 on ESPN.
Whatever it is, it's two max contracts.
Yeah.
And they got Dennis Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, they're
– You get two max contracts and you got a couple – but you still have to convince two guys that – you know what? That's like a recruiting – that's like if you're recruiting to Missouri, right? You're already in a hard – conference, you know you're going to probably take some losses, and you have to convince two guys who are five-star recruits to come sign at Missouri. Like being in Houston. You got Ed Oliver. Who was your other? Could you get two Ed Olivers to come sign with the University of Houston, two five-star guys to come sign at U of H at the same time and say, we want to build it from the ground floor, and you're our guy? That's a hard selling point. I know people act like that's not – people have been acting like there are going to be players going to the Knicks for years, and it doesn't happen.
Well, but they must have some indication that Kevin Durant's coming.
Well, I think they hope.
Yeah, and the rumor is maybe Kyrie and Durant.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah,
right. I mean, we'll see.
But at least they're trying. This is a good offseason to do it.
Oh, I think they have been trying. I don't think any – first of all, no one wanted to play at Melo. No,
it's New York.
What
it ain't Missouri,
says.
Though, Lance. It's New York.
No, I get that. The tax bracket's higher. I mean, the taxes are higher.
Well, but it's also New York.
Oh, yeah.
Not that. Not – no.
You'll get taxed higher than anywhere else. You get townships and all that other stuff.
You know what? Yeah, I get that. But
what are you getting paid here? Max contract? I'm getting $26 million. But after taxes, what are you getting? 11? In New York? Where are you going to live? Well, I probably still have to live in Queens. It's expensive.
Well, I think they'll be able to live in Manhattan. I'm pretty sure.
They'll go paycheck to paycheck.
They'll be like that guy yesterday.
You can do that or you can come play at the Rockets. I don't know that. We'll have any cash for anybody.
729 ESPN 97.5. Time for us to talk about Prime Social. 10,000 guaranteed today. What that means is this. No matter how many, if there's 10 players, the payout's going to be $10,000.
Yeah.
Now, there are going to be more. Last week we had 139 players.
There's going to be more than 10.
There's going to be more than 10. It's a great day to be here, though. And then afterwards, you know, you get knocked out, whatever. There's 15, 20 tables of cash games.
Oh, I was here on a Saturday. Now, this is months ago. This is a Saturday like last March, I think. And it was a Saturday, and we only had 23 players, and it was a $5,000 guarantee.
Well, that's awesome.
I was super excited, but it only paid the top six, and I didn't make it into the top six. I got knocked out. But I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be really good payouts for it. I mean, my odds are good. I came up here just because I saw how many had signed up, because you can check on Poker Atlas. And I was just like, oh, man, my odds are good here. Now, the numbers have gone higher, but if we don't go as high on the entry fee, it doesn't matter because the same payout is guaranteed.
Right. I don't know that they'll get over 100 today, but well. And if they do, they do. But you know what? Because that'll mean even more money. Last week, the guarantee was 10,000. It was 27,000 in the pot. I mean, it was crazy.
Right.
It was awesome. So what you need to do right now is get here at noon or a little after. Doesn't matter. All you got to do is get here. 7801 Westheimer. It's the best poker room in the city. It's not even close. Prime Social. PrimeSocialTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were and her scars or how she got them. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Andres, who's sniffing around again. There he is. There he is, sniffing around Tasha again. Okay. Hi, Tasha. And
what do you think Andres is saying? Because you've put this narrative out for multiple weeks in a row. What do you think he's trying to do, and what do you think he's doing about it?
I have no idea what he's trying to do, but he's just always lurking. I have no idea.
You think he's actually saying things to try to get something started?
All I know is he's never here. He's always over there.
Can you please let a player play and stop trying to mess up his game?
Sniffing around. I like to say sniffing around because that sounds like it's
creepy.
Yeah, really creepy. Well, I mean, I think it's an apt description of what's going on here. Okay. So there's that. So we talked about the Wade Miley. The Astros just got way better. The Kristaps Porzingis trade, okay, we got that. I like that for the Knicks. We do need to talk about. I put out my first quarter prop bets.
Oh,
for the game. Mm. It's on sportsmap.com.
Yeah,
sportsmap.com.
Let's get Jerry Bow today.
We should get Jerry Bow. See what he wants on.
Yeah,
we got to get. Tony the Hatchet Man.
Yeah, we got to get Tony. Oh, yeah.
We should get Kristaps Porzingis. Porzingis on. He's tired. But hopefully there's something in Dallas that'll be able to keep him up because he couldn't find anything in New York that would help keep him up at night
right. Or
keep him up during the games because he was tired. Some of the things that I talked about in my sports map article is the 3 points that the Patriots have scored in the first quarter of 8 total Super Bowls.
Right.
A total of 3 points. So I like
that's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
It's the most unbelievable thing I've heard.
Shut out the first seven.
Never scored a touchdown ever in the first quarter.
Shut out the first seven Super Bowls in the first quarter.
I'm fading that one. There's no way it's going to happen again.
Well, see, either you're the trend is your friend or you're regressed to the mean.
Yeah, I'm a regret because I always was told 9 out of 10 dentists did this. Well, at some point, you're getting to the 10th dentist who missed your yuck mouth. Mr. I don't care if it's I got a one. Well, it's back to a 50-50 shot, I guess, but because I'm only on 9, so I got 9 and 10 to go. So yeah. I guess I'm 50-50. But you know, one of the dentists is a yuck mouth, and he's like, "What do you choose? I'm gonna go with the other toothpaste. Which one is that? The one another other dentist like?" I'm like, "Oh, I don't want to go with that dentist."
See, I learned though a long time ago, man. I went to the roulette table, and I sent Yanni a picture. Everything on the board was red.
Yeah.
Everything on the board was red. You know what I did?
I
bet black.
Yeah, good bet.
Wrong.
Why?
You know what
Johnny
came next?
Told you?
Red. The trend is your friend. If it's happening, there's a reason that it's happening. And let me tell you this, too. The under-over for touchdown scored in the first quarter is 1.5. under in the first quarter of Patriots Super Bowls.
That seems high.
Eight Super Bowls. Well, it's -165 to bet the over.
Oh, okay.
So
no,
yeah,
to bet the under.
I mean, it's yeah, it's -165. You know,
on the under.
You
got to
bet no on the over. On the under, on the under, on the under. Excuse me, on the under.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's usually
no,
like
no, on the under. Excuse
10 and a half or 13 and a half.
Yeah, on the under. So if you're going to take, so in other words, two touchdowns have to be scored in the first quarter. In their eight Super Bowls, a total of two touchdowns have been scored in the first quarter. And in their eight Super Bowls.
That's unbelievable. Between two teams?
Between two teams, a total of two touchdowns.
What is those? What is? What?
Both by Philadelphia.
And yet,
no, one by the Giants and one
and
by
yet
Philadelphia.
And yet they ended up scoring a lot of points in a lot of those games. The points start coming in at some point.
Oh, they do. Yeah. And that's why second half over is a great
So you think this game is going to go exactly like every other game?
Well, why not?
Because
it's Lance, it's the formula.
Regression.
Let's know. Here's the deal. We're going to what the Patriots do. We're going to stay close, beat you at the end. That's exactly.
I think they'd rather score early and get you in trouble.
But they don't.
Early.
But they
did.
Don't.
Yeah, they did against They did against the Chargers. They jumped out quick on the Chargers.
When did they play the Chargers in the Super Bowl, ever?
Well, I'm just talking about in the play. But no. They don't want to. You're acting like the Patriots go, let's just keep this thing real low scoring and keep it close.
That's what they've done.
I think they like to score points.
Okay, let me ask you this. Pass or run, Patriots first play?
I bet pass is the favorite.
You know why?
Why?
Because every Super Bowl, their first play has been a pass.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So you're going the other way?
Not this time.
What? Wait.
Not
Okay.
But that's not random. There's some randomness. There's some non-connection between what happened in Super Bowl II for them and what happened in Super Bowl VIII. There's a lot of players who aren't on the same teams, different coordinators, different.
Well, the same guy is quarterbacking, and he's always been known to be hyped up and high key and missing early. That's what led to their low point score.
You could make that. You can make that argument. I would also argue that because that's the guy, the play calling stuff has stayed. No matter who the play caller is, Tom Brady is the one thing that makes it. I think they like throwing to get him in rhythm.
However,
early.
It's the same play caller. It's been there the last 2 years, and that's not different. So it's the same one, and they still did all of these things.
But if you think they want to keep it close, they need to run it.
Here's the thing about that, though, Dell, is that he really hasn't been the under-over on completions for him in the first quarter is 5.5, and he's hit that 4 out of 8
But
times.
Is 5.5 a high number for Tom Brady in the first quarter?
First quarter?
That's averaging 20.
A high number, but he's 4-4. He's hit over 5.5 four times, and he's hit under 5.5 four times. So I don't know. That's probably the right number.
Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting. Yeah. We'll look at some of those.
I also like let's get Jerry Bowe on. Let's get Jerry Bowe on today. See what he likes. See what he thinks about all of this stuff. I like C.J. Anderson under 12.5 yards rushing in the first quarter. I think that Sean McVay.
Yeah, in the first quarter, I like that.
Sean McVay is going to try to establish Gurley after the disappointing NFC Championship game.
Yep.
He's going to say, you know what, Gurley's been was our guy all year, and now all of a sudden C.J. Anderson's a hero. No, we're a Gurley team.
Well, if you're going to win, you need Gurley to play well.
Absolutely.
Out of the backfield, everything.
And
so.
He's not going to miss the pickup.
No.
He's not going to drop balls again.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things. Like 12, you look at that and you get all excited. He could have one run of 12 yards. Yeah, he could.
C.J. Anderson, he's going to be eating a hamburger in the first quarter.
Well, you also got to think you might have two possessions. And in two possessions, if you go 3 and out, then you probably had 2 carries max. If you even got in with Todd Gurley,
I don't think C.J. Anderson's even getting in.
He might get a carry. He might get a carry in the first quarter. I think that's actually people will look at that and think it's kind of a sucker bet because he's not likely to do most of his damage in the first quarter. He's going to be an attrition running back who gets in the second, third quarter, things like that.
I like Sony Michel as the MVP in this game.
I think he get some good odds on that. What do you get about 6 to 1? You think?
I forget what I can find that out for you, but
5 to 1 to 7 to 1, something like that.
Yeah, I think that I think that he's going to have a big, big game. I think he's going to break one. And I think Sony Michel's got a good chance. Brady's been the MVP of every one of their Super Bowls, right? Their wins?
Yes, I think so.
No, he's been the MVP four times of their five wins.
Four
was
of their
the, five? Oh, hold on. Let's see if we can think. Was the other one a defensive player, Dale?
I do not know, but we talked about this early in the week, and I saw that he's been a Super Bowl MVP four times.
Malcolm Butler? He couldn't have been, right? I mean, he made the huge play.
Could Tom Brady have been the MVP in year one? Was he the MVP that year? I mean, that was a 2017 game.
So, all right.
It might have been Adam Vinatieri.
We'll find out. We'll find out. That's not hard. I am about to tweet out right now. Go to my Twitter and look at the roses that I got my wife. And she put them in the vase, and she's very happy with me.
Okay. Nice. My wife is very happy with me. When I came home yesterday, she said, thanks for the roses. And
what about Madi? Was she mad?
I don't think she's super happy. They have a little – there's a little jealous streak between the two of them. When I brought one flowers, the other one has something to say. She goes, those are really nice roses you got, Mom. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, thank you. So that means for Valentine's Day I gotta go back to Rose Express, which is fine because – I can get the first 25 for $24 and $29, and then the next 25 I can get for 20.
Right, so 50, and don't be cheap.
50 for 50.
I got the 25.
But now if I do that, John, I got 25 for the wife. If I get
50,
if I get 50 for Madi,
you're in trouble.
I hope she's not. I hope they're not listening. This is going to cause a lot of problems. But if I get 50 for Madi, then the wife gets fewer, and now that's an issue.
Right, and here's the deal. Do you have a wife and a side piece? Not your daughter.
I don't know. No, I don't. But if somebody else does.
Right.
And you know what? If you want to really impress them, you can get up to 125 roses.
Yeah, and you can sell them on the street.
I mean, you think it's a joke?
No.
If you really want to get your side hustle up, you're buying wholesale from Rose Express. If you wanted to go and say, hey, mister, would you like to get your lady a rose? $3. You can go bother people at restaurants and whatnot, and you're pressuring them.
Apparently, you have to go back to 1920.
Hey, but these roses are great, though. Fresh from the field, packaged fresh from the field, so they last so long.
Everything about them. My wife was like, I got roses today. It can't be better, guys. And just $29, you will not find this deal anywhere. While supplies last, because they're going up as soon as he has to buy another batch. So go now, and you can get them delivered on Valentine's Day. RoseExpress.com, RoseExpress.com.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Was it Deion Branch or Troy Brown that was MVP? It was Deion Branch, wasn't he? And then he went on to Seattle and did nothing?
Yep.
It was Deion Branch that was the MVP.
It was the original guy that Tom Brady got a bunch of money for. Was it him or Charlie Weiss? Tom Brady
Troy
had a
Brown
string
and
of...
Not he Troy. Got, yeah, he got Charlie Weiss a boatload
he
of
got
money.
Him a ton.
He got Deion David Branch. Givens money.
He got Deion Branch money, too, in Seattle.
He got Deion, yeah, Seattle. Remember? And he disappeared off the face of the earth.
Givens got money from the Redskins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he
I don't even remember. No. You're thinking Boston. Boston.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
David Boston. Like, David, right. You're not even trying.
David.
David, good come on Lord. Now. This is – you're going to get popped.
Hey, don't say anything.
Givens
lives here.
Was the Titans.
Well, okay, then
no,
stop
I'm
looking
not.
Like a professional bodybuilder.
No. I said nothing. That's Lance Zierlein said about talked about you, David Boston. Because David Boston
didn't
will
David
come
Boston
in here
get in trouble?
I don't think David Boston can fit through that giant opening.
Hold up, man. Didn't David Boston get in trouble?
No.
On
he
that
never
stuff?
Got in trouble. I love that guy.
I'm going to check.
This is all about Lance Zierlein.
David Boston.
I'm looking at David Givens' numbers. It was the Titans, not the Redskins. He caught 56 balls in 2004, 59 in 2005. And caught a total of 8 passes the rest of his career with the Titans. Well, he did tear up a knee, but his first year.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, but he never came back. He just, hey, that's my money. I'm not coming back.
Hey.
I got my money.
Stop pocket watching. Okay? All right? I got mines. So there's that. Yeah, Tom Brady just makes people money. It's what he do. It's what he do every day. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to.
Yeah, failed PED test for Dave Boston.
Oh, don't this kidding.
Isn't, yeah. Well, why are we acting like nothing happened?
Did you see him?
Yes, I saw him. That's what I'm saying. You know, just back off a little. Try to fool people
it was
at least
like that,
once.
That LSU safety that in the NFL. Who I forget which one.
LaRon Landry.
Good
oh,
Lord.
He's another one, Mike.
Oh, my God,
just like
dude.
Bonds. Like, y'all got to just back down a little. Try to fool people.
No, we're not fooling anybody around here. Holy crap. That is just unbelievable.
This website called evolutionary.org. It says David Boston steroid cycle. We do know that GHB was definitely something, which is growth hormone, was definitely something Boston used following two ligament injuries to his knee. This would make sense as he was attempting to recover from injury. In spite of the fact that we do not know what kind of steroids David used previously, we can guess that maybe it was trenbolone and testosterone because of the moodiness and incredible strength displayed. As it is well known, trenbolone can cause personality issues and impatience due to its androgenic properties, which many people refer to as tren rage. It's also probable that Boston abused human growth hormone throughout the NFL career. This is some, like, a likely steroid cycle would look like this. And they give you the cycle, like, week 1 through 12, 100 milligrams of testosterone suspension a day. Weeks 1 through 2, 100 milligrams of trenbolone base per day. Weeks 1 through 2, 10 IUs. I mean, these guys are, like, concocting what his steroid cycle. So, this whole website concocts steroid cycles for
that's
you.
That's a concoction, and I have nothing to do with that, David Boston. This is all on Lance Lerline. Steve Muchabar.
No, this
here.
Is on evolutionary.org, which apparently you just don't worry.
I don't want any part of this, okay?
It looks at
David
player
Boston
steroid
lives
cycles.
Here, and he might be cycling right now.
This has John Cena right. steroid cycle?
Look at Steve might be cycling, too, on steroids.
Maybe so.
We don't know about it. We don't know nothing about
Jalen
it.
Jalen Collins.
Here, give
Jalen
Steve,
Collins.
Steve from Prime Social with us here on
Lane
ESPN.
Lane Johnson steroid cycle? 97.5. Look at this.
Steve gave out picks this year. Lance?
Yeah.
Later in the show, with Raheel, I think you were doing the picks.
Yep.
Pretty sure. Well, Lance wasn't part of it, so he didn't see how horrible you are at this. So sure. We want to know who you like in the Super Bowl so that we can go on the opposite way.
You know, I don't, as a rule, as a Dolphin fan, I know not to bet against Tom. So, but with that being said, the two biggest bets I've ever lost when I was in Vegas were both the Super Bowl losses with Tom Brady against the Giants. And I just said, oh, there's no way he's going to allow Eli to beat him twice. There's no way. So I went real, real heavy for me.
That's another deal with the devil move.
Yeah. That's
oh,
it.
Eli?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Eli made a deal.
Yeah.
No question about it.
I'm going to lay off, which means it's Pats all the way.
Dell says, let's spend the time with you on the other side because we are up against it right now on ESPN 97.5. You need
and
to talk
also,
about Robbins Brothers.
Larry Zerline.
Larry Zerline.
He's going to break down Super Bowl with us at 8:18. We'll talk to him about – he's gone up against Bill Belichick a few times and Wade Phillips. And I think he's buddies with Wade. So we'll do that here at 8:18. We'll break down Super Bowl with the coach. I want to tell you about Robbins Brothers. And saw Tommy not that long ago. Tom is one of the ones who – he's the general manager over there at Robbins Brothers. And he was in the diamond business before he got in with Robbins Brothers. And we were talking about this. You know, when it comes to being the engagement – and this is what they want. They want to be the engagement ring superstore, as it were. That's what they are. That's who they are. And right now, through Valentine's Day, Robbins Brothers is offering a no-money-down, interest-free financing for 48 months. That's 4 years to pay off your ring at no, you know, with no interest fee, and it's subject to credit approval. Minimum $5,000 purchase with your Robbins Brothers credit card, but you're going to be able to get that ring that she's going to absolutely love. And they have earned the title Engagement Ring Store with 30 cases. A lot of places you go in, they may have four. If they're really good, they may have 6 to 10. They have 30 cases of engagement rings. What that means is the cut, the clarity, the color of the diamond, the settings, whatever the newest designs are for your engagement rings, they are going to have them. So your fiance, your girlfriend who's going to be your fiance, or maybe you want to get a second a ring for your wife, maybe it's 20-year anniversary and you want to surprise her, they're going to be able to have the coolest collections that you're going to find. And that's all right there at two different stores. Houston, the location at West Loop South, which is at 610 and San Felipe, which is where I go. And then the location in Clear Lake. And that's off, that's a West Bay Area Boulevard in Webster. You can go online for more information at robbinsbrothers.com. But this is your engagement ring store. Stop by one of their two locations and check them out for yourself. Anniversaries, birthdays, get engaged, and they have a concierge that can help you plan your engagement. Whether it's something low-key or it's something really splashy, they can take it for you from start to finish and make you look like the superhero that you want to be in her eyes. Make sure you do it with Robbins Brothers. The engagement ring store, robbinsbrothers.com. I remembered each
flash as time began to burn. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.